Our guest this morning from Zanterra, the Plowarama going on up at the park. Matt Foles is here, and Citizens for a Better Flathead's Allison Batch, and they're here to talk about the Flat Earth Festival. No, that's not it. Close. It's the 5th annual Flathead Earth Day Festival. I just saw something about the Flat Earth recently, and they claim that the ice bank at Antarctica is holding the water on this flat disc we live on. I don't know.
Boy, that's going to be trouble. We're in trouble. If it melts.
Yeah.
Stay away from the edges.
Well, I got to tell you, tell us about which one of you wants to take the ball and run here on the 5th annual.
Sure. So we have our 5th annual Flathead Earth Day Festival coming up on Saturday, April 27th. Okay. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Whitefish Middle School.
Okay. And what kind of activities can we expect?
Oh my gosh, there's going to be so much going on. We're going to have close to 50 booths, and they're each going to have a different hands-on activity that'll be great for the whole family. So there'll be a lot of seed planting, bike tune-ups, and a bike rodeo for kids. So bring your bicycle. We'll have Woodsy the Owl there, lots of recycled and upcycled activities, all sorts of stuff that is great for all ages.
Now, how does a bike rodeo work? Is there is there roping?
No animals are hurt.
Yeah,
no
horses.
No children are hurt in this, but is it like barrel racing or anything like that?
It's kind of an obstacle course that's set up to practice safe biking for kids especially. Okay, so kind of teach them how to properly interact with cars and stuff like that when they're on their bicycles.
Okay. And a helmet.
Yes, definitely. Helmets is
one of the things you learn when you ride a bike is that if you ever have an argument, the car is going to win.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And I have to tell you, I encountered yesterday the first time of the good weather season. We had good weather. An adult riding a bicycle heading toward me, and I'm on the right side of the road. Come on, you guys. You ride with traffic, you walk against traffic. It was kind of disconcerting because, you know, you don't expect it. Now, this is going to be at Whitefish Middle School on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 27th. Lots of booths.
Yeah, lots of different booths, and they're all hosted by different local nonprofits or government agencies. We have, you know, different clubs and just a wide variety of people will be there. You know, Climate Smart Glacier Country, Citizens for a Better Flathead, of course, and then also, you know, like Glacier National Park, who else? We'll have Montana Wild Wings.
And if none of that suits you, we've got a climbing wall.
Yes, and it'll be free for the day.
So it's educational, but it's fun.
Exactly.
It's for the whole family.
I mean. Yes. And Robin, there's going to be something for you there, too. Food, believe me.
Our conversation this morning with Citizens for a Better Flathead's Allison Batch. She's been taking the lead. Matt, what are you contributing?
Well, the other thing, too, is what's fun is we're going to actually have a workshop at the middle school that day as well, focusing on utilizing your kind of home garden and how you can make kind of delicious meals at home. So kind of a sustainable cuisine component to it. And that's kind of our goal with these programs is to expand the workshops, find that thing that you really enjoy. And one of our four principles is grow it. And so the idea is, now that you've grown that tomato or that, you know, head of cabbage, what can I do with it to, you know, keep it local and keep it tasting good?
Okay. Now, interestingly, your title with Zanterra is Director of Sustainability. How does that work out? I mean, obviously, you guys are the caretakers up at Glacier National Park, right? At least of the what do you call it?
The concessions. Yeah. Well, the thing is, in the contract that we won a few years ago, we promised a lot of things from a sustainability standpoint and from an environmental compliance. And so basically, my job is to make sure we keep our promise.
Okay.
One thing I'm excited about this year is we actually are starting the rehab of the red buses. So one of those buses is right now in Idaho getting torn down to its frame. And we're going to be making that into a hybrid vehicle. So that'll be really great to minimize. You can imagine going up and down the Going to the Sun Road. You get a lot of use of the brake pedal, which would then charge up those batteries. And so we're hoping to see a real reduction in our idling and our gas usage from that.
What is fueling them now?
So right now it's a kind of a dual fuel gas propane system, but propane, you know, at one point was very expensive and it was tough to get. And so those systems haven't been functioning as well as we'd hoped. Yeah. So an example would be last year, only 3% of our buses actually were running on propane. It was mainly the gasoline. So we're hoping to move to a cleaner, just, you know, cleaner smelling, cleaner burning hybrid product.
Yeah. Robin, do you suppose it's fair to call him the sustainability police?
I think so.
I think we call him the sustainability police chief.
He looks like he fits right in, kind of like Grizzly Adams or something for up there. Well, he's got a full beard. It looks good.
What? I shaved last night.
Well, it probably was a full beard then. Well, anyway, one of the things that you've got going on at the 5th Annual Flathead Earth Day Festival, you mentioned a climbing wall a while ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, so once again, Get a Grip, we're partnering with them again, and so it's free to anyone that wants to use it. Basically, you show up, and they'll harness you up, and you can kind of to climb it. We also have the bouncing components to the side there. So the idea is to make it a fun day. We want kids to come out, and we want them to really enjoy it and engage in kind of the community groups and organizations that we have, and hopefully learn something every day. That's one key that I like about this event compared to some, where each booth has a hands-on activity. And so the idea is that you should walk away and you've learned something. And then once you've participated in several booths, you get stickers. And then at the end, you get a treat from the whole deal. So
okay, so you harness up, so you're not going to hit the ground if take a misstep.
Very safe.
No free soloing here.
it's not unlike actual rock wall climbing where you're using the, nail them into between the rocks.
Yeah, so I mean, basically the idea is that you're harnessed up and you just kind of climb to the top and ring that bell, and it's a great view from up there. You get to really enjoy the town that we get to call home.
Okay, right. Now there's going to be food vendors.
That's what I was getting at, Robin. Something for you.
Yes, we'll have a couple different food vendors, the Osprey Cafe and the Fork in the Road food trucks, and then Montana Coffee Traders will have coffee there as well. And then Fleur Bake Shop is actually sponsoring our punch card this year. So if you get those 10 stickers from 10 different booths, you can get a free cookie at the event from Fleur Bake Shop as well.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Now, what about entertainment? Is there a music component this year?
There is. There's a few different live music groups happening. We're going to have the Crown of the Continent Choir again, which is fantastic. And then we'll also have a new group called the Woodstock Trio. It's made of a few different very talented Flathead Valley musicians and, you know, kind of has that Woodstock feel that goes along with Earth Day,
which
is perfect.
The 50th anniversary of Woodstock this year. In fact, there's a Woodstock 50 festival where all the performers are over 50, I might be.
Right.
Anyway, what about wildlife? Any animals out there on site?
Yes, so we're going to have a wild bird show again, and that will be at, 11 a.m. Let me double check.
So these birds are trained. They only show up at a certain time.
Yeah, they fly in, and then we don't see them again until next year. No, they're brought by Montana Wild Wings Recovery Center. So they rescue raptors who are injured in the, wild, and they can't be let go again. So they have, I don't know, a whole bunch of owls and
peregrine falcons.
Yeah.
Our friend Carrie is involved with them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
nice.
Anyway, there's going to be a classroom workshop in the morning teaching people how to cook vegetables. I like them raw, you know?
Well, that's fine, too. Yeah.
Anyway.
So it'll be a short class.
Yeah.
Our guest this morning, Matt Foles from Zantera, the Director of Sustainability, and one of our favorites from Citizens for a Better Flathead, Allison Batch. Now, what is the goal of the event this year?
Well, sure. Every year our theme, we kind of do grow it, save it, fix it, live it. And each of the booths are going to highlight that principle. So the idea would be if you're a local organic farm, you do the grow it component. If you're Flathead Electric and you talk about energy saving and LED conversion, then you're saving it. And so the idea is that each of these booths should embody one of those core principles. And hopefully the guest that comes to our event will get to experience one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, and really the goal is just to make kind of Earth Day last all year. You know, we want people to come away with this information that they're able to keep using this knowledge to really be able to get out and experience our local public lands and also learn about how to protect the natural world that we really rely on here in the Flathead Valley. So we want to, you know, it's a one-day event, but we're hoping that people come away with knowledge that lasts until next year.
Okay.
Now we better circle back to the time and date, Ron.
Yeah, right. It's coming up. What's the date?
April 27th.
April 27th. That's a Saturday, Whitefish Middle School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, do you you have a Flathead website, Allison?
Yes, we do. So all the Earth Day information can be found on our website, which is flatheadcitizens.org.
Okay.
And then it's also on our Facebook as well.
Okay, that's great. So if you want to see what the agenda is so you don't miss the fly-in of the birds, you better go online. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.